Hi, good morning to all the listeners. This is Mark Riley. Very happy to be here in Radio CCB. And I'm here, I'm going to be looking at your emails. I know there's been thousands of emails sent to me. I'm just going to take a few of them and answer your questions. And hopefully, we're not going to be too personal. But one by one, I won't be able to answer everybody's emails, I'm afraid. But let's have a look at the first one. Okay, this email has been sent from Anne in Manchester. And the email has says, how long have you been singing? Okay, how long have you been singing? Well, I don't know if you mean professionally or just learning to sing. I started singing 12 years ago at the age of 7. And since then, I've never stopped. Okay, Anne. So, number two. Question number two. This is Adrian from Bristol. Okay. Adrian from Bristol wants to know, how long have you been living in London? He says, how long have you been living in London? Okay. You probably know that I'm from Kent, from the county of Kent, which isn't very far from London anyway. I mean, it's 1 hour into the centre of London. But this year, this February, I bought a house in Richmond. Richmond's an area of London. And I moved in February, that was. February this year. Okay. So, on to question number three. What do we have here? This is a question from Simon in Leeds. Simon in Leeds. He says, quite a simple question, who's your favourite singer? Okay, great question. Quite difficult to answer, really, this question, because there's loads of singers, loads of groups that have had an influence on me. I mean, we're talking about the Beatles, we're talking about the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, then the soul singers in America, I mean, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin. But there is one singer that I've always liked. I've always liked him, and that's Brian Clacton. Okay. I like him, I think, because my voice is like a soul R&B voice, and Brian Clacton's voice is like a bluesy, stronger voice than mine. So I admire that voice. And you know, the really amazing thing is that I saw Brian Clacton right now, 2 minutes ago maybe. I was coming into the studio to do this program, and he was coming out, and you know, I got to say hello. I got to speak to him for a few minutes, and that was a great experience. That's the first time I've seen Brian Clacton in real life. So, question number four. Okay, question number four. This is from Sarah from Southampton. She says, you became famous as part of the boy band 29K. Do you keep in touch with the other members? Okay, quick answer. Yeah, yes, I do. I've never stopped talking to Dave and Kevin. You've reminded me, Sarah, that I have to phone Kevin because it's his birthday this Saturday. He's invited me to his party, but I've got a concert in Glasgow, so we'll have to meet up another day. I've been doing a lot of concerts recently, and I'm just too busy. But yes, yeah, we keep in touch. We speak on the phone quite a lot. Question number five. Okay. This is from Daniel from Cornwall. Okay. You've been very successful at such a young age. Is there anything else you want to achieve? Okay. Yes. Yeah, of course. Okay, I think we all have plans, we all have projects, dreams. It's true that we had a number one single and an album when I was just 17 years old. That was with 29K, with the group. As a solo artist, I've been voted Singer of the Year. You know, you don't stop. There's a lot to do still. I still haven't had a number one in America, and that's a dream I've got. And I would love to win a Brits Award. I came close this year, but that's something I would love to achieve still. Okay, last question. The producer's waving at me, so I think I've only got one question left. And this is from Belfast. A question from Belfast, from Bill. Okay, so his question is, whoa, what a question. Are you thinking of getting married? Are you thinking of getting married? Oof, that's a bit of a personal question. I think it's a bit early for that. We've been seeing each other for a year, exactly a year, in fact. I'm very happy. I'm very happy with the relationship. But as you know, she's an actress. I'm a singer. We've got pretty complicated lives. You know, I live in London. She's from California. We're both young. So I think you'll have to wait a few years yet, okay? So, and I think it's about time, because these questions are getting more and more personal. Okay, it's been great speaking to you on the program. It's been a great answering your questions, and I hope to see you soon in one of my concerts. See you. Bye.